headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Nicole Simons with your 9am Zedlines. The Queensland Government increased the funding for homelessness support by 20% this year, based on reports showing over 700,000 are at risk of homelessness in the past year. 715,067 are thought to be at immediate risk of homelessness in the state, with Deputy CEO of In Community, Narissa Wade, says in the past 42 plus years, she has never seen such high demand for support. Homelessness Australia CEO Kate Colvin agreed, stating services in the sector are under-resourced. Brisbane's 66 bus route will operate as the new M2 from next year, as the first stage of the upcoming Brisbane Metro. The line, which travels between the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital and the University of Queensland, will run through the existing Queen Street Mall tunnel starting from January 28 next year, before relocating to the upcoming Adelaide Street Tunnel later in 2025. Queensland Premier David Christofoli promises the route will be reliable, frequent, safe and affordable due to the permanent 50-cent fares. Australia will launch a mandatory SMS sender ID by late 2025, requiring telcos to block unregistered senders or warn recipients. The initiative aims to stop scammers from impersonating banks, service providers or government entities such as ANZ, Linkt or MyGov to make fraudulent messages seem credible. These messages would also include legislative fines, compensation to customers if banks or social media neglect scam protections. A new report by National Farmers Federation discussed the economic potential of Indigenous agricultural products. The report estimated Indigenous agriculture could provide $2 billion by 2030 of the sector's target of $100 billion set by industry and government. David Jahinki, NFF's president, says the report displayed an increasing interest in a credential along supply chains and could create around 2,000 jobs. Mr. Jahinki says NFF have communicated with Indigenous stakeholders, while also pointing out partnerships are a common legal arrangement in agriculture industry. 56 people have been killed in a stampede at Guinea football match after a disputed penalty led to a pitch invasion. The football match held on Sunday was the final game in a tournament honouring Guinea's leader, Mamadi Dome Boya, who seized power in 2021 coup. Police then used tear gas on crowd, which caused general panic amongst the spectators, according to Guinea News. In a statement made on X, President Domboya said a commission of inquiry will investigate the cause of the incident and determine responsibility. For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 30. There is no fire danger today, and the UV index is expected to reach 12, which is the extreme band. That's all for your news for 9am. We will be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website on 4ZZZ.org.au.